I really can't tell what's beautiful anymore. I passed two young fellas on the street the other day. I know who they are. They work at the garage. They're not church-going, either one of them. Just decent, rascally young fellows who have to be joking all the time. And there they were, propped up against the garage wall in the sunshine, lighting up their cigarettes. They're always so black with grease and so strong with gasoline, I don't know why they don't catch fire themselves. They were passing remarks back and forth the way they do and laughing that wicked way they have. And it seemed beautiful to me. It is an amazing thing to watch people laugh, the way it sort of takes them over. Sometimes they really do struggle with it. I see that in church often enough. So I wonder what it is and where it comes from. And I wonder what it expends out of your system so that you have to do it till you're done. Like crying in a way, I suppose. Except that laughter is much more easily spent. When they saw me coming, of course the joking stopped, but I could see they were still laughing to themselves, thinking what the old preacher almost heard them say. I felt like telling them I appreciate a joke as much as anybody. There have been many occasions in my life when I've wanted to say that, but it's not a thing people are willing to accept. They want you to be a little apart. I felt like saying, I'm a dying man, and I won't have so many more occasions to laugh, in this world at least. But that would just make them serious and polite, I suppose. I'm keeping my condition a secret as long as I can. For a dying man, I feel pretty good, and that is a blessing. Of course your mother knows about it. She said if I feel good, maybe the doctor is wrong. But at my age, there's a limit to how wrong he can be. That's the strangest thing about this life. About being in the ministry. People change the subject when they see you coming. And then sometimes those very same people come into your study and tell you the most remarkable things. There's a lot under the surface of life. Everyone knows that. A lot of malice and dread and guilt and so much loneliness where you really wouldn't expect to find it either.